USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation, the Daily Mail reports FBI agents have been spotted on Epstein's property in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Little St. James, reportedly raiding the home and looking for evidence. This comes 2 days after his suspicious suicide. Also new, the New York Post reporting Epstein hung himself with bed sheets from a bunk bed in an area of the federal holding cell in New York City where inmates are supposed to have paper-like sheets. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr says,
"We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility.
The FBI is now conducting such an investigation." Barr says investigators will also continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein headed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Various legal experts all weighing in on the Jeffrey Epstein reported suicide in New York City. Criminal defense attorney Phil Hamilton telling Fox and Friends first, he's stunned that this could happen in the lockup where El Chapo was being held at one time. He tells Fox News,
"How is it that a man that just tried to kill himself a couple of weeks before this, who is the absolutely most high-profile individual that you have within that facility, able to kill himself?" Mm-hmm. I mean, what, 5-6 days after getting off of suicide watch?
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Changing gears now, taking a look at your money. On Wall Street, investors continue to be worried about trade with China and the market taking a big hit. The Dow shedding 391 points to close at 25,896, the NASDAQ down almost 96 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 36 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After more than two decades, a retiring FBI agent has a surprise reunion. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
In 1997, Stuart Rembert was just an infant that was kidnapped by a woman posing as a nurse. FBI agent Troy Sowers tracked him down and saved his life, finding him left for dead behind a dumpster.
Like, it's crazy, like, to think that without his efforts, I wouldn't even be here today.
2 decades later, on the day of his retirement, Sowers was given a surprise by his co-workers. Now a Marine corporal, Rembert was brought to the retirement party for the very first reunion.
I've always remembered that night when I picked him up. He was not crying, but he just nuzzled right into my neck and I knew he was fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The feds announced charges against the friend of the Dayton, Ohio mass murderer. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against the friend of a man accused of a mass murder outside a bar in Dayton, Ohio last week. Ben Glassman, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, says Ethan Colley lied on forms about illegal drug use in order to be able to purchase body armor and firearm accessories.
He told them during the second interview that he had done, quote-unquote, hard drugs with Connor Betts, as well as marijuana and acid, 4 or 5 times a week.
Glassman did emphasize that there's no indication that Colley knew what the murderer was up to. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.